I reckon if they stop putting as much money into putting us into jail and did other things outside and help us more outside, like now, if I when I get out, I've got nowhere to go, I've got nothing, I've got no money in my pocket. Of course we're going to resort back to what we know best, and that's to make money. If they helped us to get somewhere once we get out or anything, you know, if they put as much effort into sorting all that stuff out for us instead of just going, you know what, throw them back in jail, yeah, it might help.
For me, I get out of here, like, you know, I haven't got, like Johnny just said, we got what's in our pocket and that's it. Now, the first thing on our mind is how we're going to make money to get accommodation, to buy new kicks, new clothes, because somebody's gone and taken our shit when we got locked up. You know what I mean? So that's the main stress on our head. Now, if we know we've got somewhere to go, a roof, meals, $50, that's nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we can survive off our new start allowance coming out of prison. So that's when drug abuse comes back into play, because you go and get something that's going to keep you awake. You don't have to worry about accommodation then. You know what I mean? But then on the come down, you're going to worry about how you're going to get back up again. We're doing it to self-medicate because we don't want to deal with reality of you know what I mean? Like, we're running from something in one sense or the other, you know what I mean? So whether it be trauma in your childhood, you know what I mean, domestic violence, you know, running away from your commitments, whatever, you know what I mean? That's one time you ain't going to think about any of that.